Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, gang. What's up? Welcome back to the Night Shift. It's a special Tuesday edition. Tuesday, June 9th. It's 12:54 on the East Coast. And in mere moments, David Grush is going to be hosting a press conference, a highly anticipated press conference on the steps of the U.S. Capitol building, as I understand it, anyway. And we're going to watch it live and try to react and see what this is all about. So we've got the panel here today. Andy from That UFO Podcast is with us. Pavel, of course, Xander, and Doomer Dan joining us live via remote satellite hookup from Germany?
Berlin. And Berlin. I'm on tour with Bush, and their gear is set up right here. I'm standing next to the stage, and we go on in an hour and a half, so I'm going to stick around for as long as I can, but I'm pumped.
Priorities. Manhattan, then we take Berlin. So what do you guys expect today? Is this going to be as big a deal as it's been made out to be? Are we
finally going to take the mask off?
I just had a mask off. That's weird.
Hmm? I wasn't expecting to see Bush on a live stream. I think you get banned for that, Dan, so just be careful.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I do what I want.
Shout out to everybody in the chat if you're joining us at home. Thanks for being here. And huge shout out to whoever gifted 10 podcast memberships to That UFO Podcast. Crypto Kev 1759. Hey, thanks, Crypto Kev. Appreciate that support. That's awesome.
Everyone's starting to arrive ready for you, Dan, by the way, on Saturday. My whole village is coming alive already.
Yeah.
We're all waiting, man.
That's great.
Yeah. Nobody really understands what we're talking about, but anyway.
Let them know what we're doing on Friday.
Oh, on Friday, me and Dan have a date, yeah. So by sheer luck, Dan will be in my neck of the woods on Friday working. And we're going on a little date to watch Disclosure Day together. It'll be fun.
Are you going out to a regular theater? Are you doing one of those dinner places where you can have...
I think Dan wanted just the biggest screen. There are slightly more fancy places, but Dan just wanted the big old screen and the massive sound system. So I think we're doing an IMAX.
IMAX, okay.
But two people here have already seen the film, so...
Stop.
So, without spoiling anything...
They all die.
It's about aliens.
Sorry.
They all die.
They don't.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm trying to stay neutral because I don't want to spoil it for folks, but I'll answer yes or no questions if you like.
Did it meet your expectations, you personally?
No.
Okay. Did it leave any big unanswered questions at the end where it's like, oh, was it all a dream?
No.
Did it happen in a snow globe? Okay. Those are my questions.
I like the nuclear explosions myself. That was really cool.
All five of them.
I'm excited.
I've
got tickets to the Cine Bistro place. I'm going to go sit down, have a meal, get a beer. 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
They do have sort of more upmarket cinemas in the UK, but it's all like just you get a sofa. But I don't really want to share a sofa with Dan. He gets really handsy. I would have really preferred just a nice big chair with a steak served or something, but nowhere does
that. We have cinemas with beds, don't we, Xander? There are cinemas in the UK with beds.
I'll give you a steak.
You've been on tour with Bush for too long. Hey.
What's
1 minute 45 until this goes live?
Clint, what are you expecting today?
From this? I have no idea what to expect, but I will say this, that I had a number of conversations during contact that made me feel like this is going to be a very interesting afternoon. I'll put it that way.
Yep.
So We'll see. I don't know. A lot of attention on this.
It's weird. When was the last time Grush spoke, like, not just on like a news channel, but like out in public?
I don't think ever.
I don't think he has since the testimony, right?
He done the private event back in the beginning. He done the private event where he did mention the op-ed, and that's where the op-ed stuff came from, the report from there. But then we never got it for whatever reason. But yeah, I think that's why a lot of folks find him endearing, that he's not put himself out there so much.
Wasn't he publishing a book at some point? Wasn't there a book that we were all waiting for?
Maybe I started that rumor. I don't know. But the op-ed was the thing. He had this op-ed everyone was expecting to drop, and it just never came for whatever reason.
So I know why.
Timing's everything.
Why?
Why?
The op-ed was written, and then more information came out, which I believe made the op-ed kind of like useless. Like the information was already kind of made its way out in other ways. Oh. So it kind of became irrelevant, I believe.
I see.
But the interesting thing about that presentation he gave for the private group in New York is that it was almost exclusively hedge fund managers, investor, Wall Street bros, like a lot of big money people in a small room. And definitely preceded a lot of the other stuff that came out, like the SALT conference, then... Alex Klokas, and there was, so, you know, Matt Pine started to pop up after that. We started to see him on various interviews. So a lot of these interesting people started to make
Andy
public statements after that.
I want to ask you something. It's like about the film, but it's not a spoiler or anything. Did you notice that one of the bad guys looks like Matt Pines freakishly?
Now you see it, I get what you mean, but I also thought I saw James Fox in the newsroom towards the end, but it's not him.
Oh, it was weird. I was like, that looks a lot like Matt. What the hell?
No spoilers, folks.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Do we think this is going to be good? Can I just ask generally, like, I don't know what to expect from it. If Grush is going to come out and make a statement, if it's just going to be like a ream of statements being made, like, I feel it's got to be off the back of they're pissed off about what's not happened that they wanted to happen so far with release one, release two, and it's about direction.
I think that the plan is to get an executive order to protect whistleblowers, but I don't know if it's going to be successful, but I think that's like one of the main goals for this.
Or listen, standalone bill, like on whistleblower protections.
I guess it's going to be that. I'm not sure, but I know that Luna has been like hyping it up, and Ross even talked about it a little bit. So that's one of the objectives, I think. Hopefully it works.
Didn't someone mention he's going to go a little bit further with things that he knows or things that he's had conversations about?
The AP reporting said that. So, yeah, presumably he's also going to try and point towards more convincing evidence than what has already been dropped.
By the way, I'm just noticing we're up to 2,500 people live stream. Hit that like button, guys, if you haven't already. Hit it firmly.
Here we go.
Do many members of
if you're only getting it in your left ear, that's not us.
Very seriously. We the people are finally hearing accounts in
can everybody hear that? Yeah.
Yep.
From firsthand U.S. military personnel.
You can make the full screen, Sander. Craft
that fly rings around our frontline fighter jets. With President Trump's unprecedented directive to release UAP files, we are seeing more and more of these type of crap captured on various government sensors, and I'm told this is just the beginning. One of the aspects to the phenomenon that's spoken about with less frequency are close encounters of the third kind.
Can't turn it up, guys. This is as loud as it is right now.
Non-human sentient beings connected to the craft. Don't take it from me. Some of these reports come directly out of United States Air Force's own files.
It's like Tim Gallaudet back there.
The very scientist who coined the phrase close encounters of the third kind investigated cases for the United States Air Force from 1947 to 1969, Dr. J. Allen Hynek. According to Hynek, it was cases like those that the United States Air Force desperately tried to keep secret, because it's one thing to try and confuse the public with weather balloons and swamp gas, and another entirely different when dealing with credible reports of non-human beings on the ground. I personally investigated one such case for over 16 years. The case occurred in Varginha, Brazil in 1996 and involves dozens of first-hand reports of UAP and direct contact with living, intelligent, non-human beings who, according to multiple Brazilian witnesses, were flown out of Brazil to the United States in January of 1996. Recently, the former Brazilian Ministry of Defense, Aldo Rebelo, confirmed the incident occurred and stated, if the U.S. disclosed information on this case, then we in Brazil could do the same. Mr. President, I am respectfully requesting that you declassify and release all files related to this case and others like it. We the people have a right to know. Reality should not be classified. Thank you.
I got chills a little bit. I like that.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here today. And I just want to say, especially for the members standing behind us, as you know, this Congress, we were given permission to stand up the Task Force on Declassification of Federal Secrets. Many of our colleagues did not believe in this up until really the video started coming out. And had it not been for the efforts of Representative Burleson, Burchett, Moskowitz, and the countless of other members who have backed us in this fight, you probably wouldn't see some of these files and videos that are coming out today. But it doesn't just stop here. For some time, we've been pushing for there to be legislation, whether it be whistleblower protections or the UAP Disclosure Act. And it's been time and time again stonewalled by various intelligence agencies and staff within the House of Representatives, which is why we are grateful to the administration and their effort, as well as Stephen Miller's office, in pursuing the truth, something that we all should deserve transparency on. And so our next call to action will be that we are meeting with the White House. We are requesting that whistleblowers receive temporary immunity or permanent immunity, and if they are able to divulge whether it is locations of craft and or advanced technologies. As you know, this is something that we are all wanting to know the truth on. And again, without your cooperation, we wouldn't have been where we are at today. And so thank you. I'd like to now introduce Representative Eric Burleson.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you all for being here today. I want to first begin by thanking everyone that's here. And I want to thank my colleagues behind me, this task force. We could not do this without the incredible leadership of Representative Luna and my colleagues on the team. We also wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the brave men and women who have come forward as whistleblowers, who have plowed that soil. We wouldn't be here without these individuals. And we also wouldn't be here celebrating the victories that we have were it not for President Trump. We finally have a leader that the American people can trust to challenge institutions that have grown far too comfortable operating without accountability. For decades, the American people have been treated like children, told that our government secrets that they don't get to know. Don't ask, don't expect answers, just trust the process. Well, the American people are done with that answer, and I'm done with that answer. Over the last 3 years, we have made more progress on this issue than at any point in modern history. We've held hearings. We've reviewed Russian and Brazilian records, including a formal FBI inquiry into the 96 Varginha incident, where witnesses alleged the Brazilian military captured non-human entities and craft and buried the truth. Today, Aldo Rebelo, who was the Ministry of Defense at the time, came forward and admitted that this event was true. We've sent targeted inquiries into MIT Lincoln Laboratories, MITRE, and every government agency that's been connected to UAP. We've worked with lawmakers across four continents. We've sought answers on cases like Matthew Sullivan, a would-be whistleblower whose tragic death deserves far more scrutiny than it has received. We've obtained video evidence, including the MQ-9 footage of a UAP incident off the coast of Yemen, delivered to my office through what can only be described as a Tom Clancy-style dead drop. Someone felt that they had, now think about this, someone felt they had to secretly hand information to an elected official, a member of Congress. Why would anyone fear bringing information to Congress? They shouldn't. We are no longer asking hypothetical questions anymore. Congress is requesting specific records and videos. These agencies and contractors know that we know that they exist, and we're going to get them released. We continue to receive credible claims of recovered craft and reverse engineering programs that may have operated for decades outside of any oversight. Those claims point to specific facilities, contractors, records, and people. Congress has a constitutional duty to follow them. And that duty does not vanish because someone stamped a document classified 30 years ago. It does not vanish because some bureaucrat says so. It does not vanish because a program has become so compartmentalized that even elected officials are expected to look the other way. The Constitution gave Congress oversight, authority for a reason. No elected bureaucrat has that authority. This information is not yours to keep. It belongs to the American people. They own it and they deserve the truth. The most important people in this story are the whistleblowers. David Grush, Admiral Gallaudet, Dylan Borland, Jeff Nusitelli, and the many others who haven't been named yet. Their careers were upended. Their families were torn apart. They endured an avalanche of stress, all because they believed this information belongs to you, the American people, and they attempted to and tried to get it to you. Some will say that they should have used more proper channels. To hell with the Safeway. The Safeway protects the system. These are people who simply wanted the American people to see what they know, and they deserve protection. They deserve our respect, and they deserve a second chance. And we are at a different time. This is the age of disclosure. Mr. President, I'm asking you directly, waive the non-disclosure agreements that still bind these patriots. Grant immunity to anyone and everyone who has already come forward and everyone who will come forward. Open the door and let them speak, because unless people know they will be protected, why would they come forward and step forward otherwise? It is time that we flip the script entirely as well. It has been said by people in positions that know that even presidents have been kept on a need-to-know basis, that Navy pilots, admirals, and generals describe programs to senior officials that commander-in-chiefs were never briefed on, career bureaucrats who view presidents as temporary help, here today, gone tomorrow. That is not classification. That's a constitutional crisis. Transparency must be the default in the United States of America, and it should be required for those with knowledge to come forward, not wait for us to ask. There must be real penalties for officials who knowingly withhold information from Congress. Playing dumb is no longer acceptable. Hiding behind classification is no longer acceptable. Mr. President, you know that the agencies lie. You know that firsthand. They have lied to you. They have lied about you. They do not cooperate easily, and they never have. This is the moment. Use the authority that you have, Mr. President. The American people are behind you. And to everyone listening today, in government, working for a contractor, retired, anywhere in the world, come to Congress. Come to these group of people. We will work with you. This is a worldwide call for action. And what you know and help us, please, release every record, every file, and every piece of information. The time is now. Thank you. And with that, I'll yield to...
Just quickly, we should thank Rob Jones as well for
General
this. Because Perry. Rob Jones is right there on the ground covering this.
Shout out to Rob. Shout out to Rob.
Be brief, be brilliant, be gone. Well, it's good to be with you all, and it's great to be with my colleagues and people that want transparency in America. And just like my good friend, Mr. Burleson, Representative Burleson said, this isn't the government's information. Unless there's some kind of national security element that's going to imperil our safety, this is our information. We should have it, every single bit of it, and you shouldn't be crazy and you shouldn't have your reputation destroyed because you want to disclose. This is our government. This is our country. This is our information, and damn it, we demand it. God bless you.
Thank y'all. My name's Congressman Tim Burchett, and I know y'all got up this morning and said, dadgum, I hope I get to stand out in the heat and listen to some redneck talk and for too long. Well, I'll keep it short. I am a redneck.
I love him so much.
It's a pleasure being here with you. I want to first salute the bravery of these folks standing back here on the back row for their guts. This country was not created by a bunch of meek pansies. It was people that took a stand, and these fellas took a stand, and thank y'all so much. I really appreciate that. I appreciate my colleagues in Congress. I even have to say it. I have to appreciate my friends in the media today. So there you go. I've crossed over the divide. But, you know, I talked to the president about this issue, and he kept his word to me. He kept his word, and I think that's important. But I think we also need to remember, too, when I'm sitting in a skiff and some little punk in a man bun tells me the president's on a need-to-know basis, folks, that ought to tell you right there what we're up against. We're up against corruption. We're up against a cover-up. This thing's been covered up at least since 1947. Dadgummit, the public deserves the right to know. It's your dadgum tax dollars. It's not about little green men or flying saucers. It's about what are we spending all these millions and possibly billions of dollars on that these idiots tell us don't exist. And then yet we turn right around in the skip, and then they tell us they do exist. This is a cover-up. You all know it. We know it. We demand the answers, and dadgummit, we're going to get them. Look, we got one or two bites at this apple. Please be careful about the false information that's coming out of Washington on all this stuff. Trust your gut. You know what's right. You know they exist. You know this has been a cover-up since before most of y'all been born. Thank y'all so much. Let's keep fighting for the truth. And thank you, Donald Trump, for keeping your word to me. And you all deserve to be in that skiff with us. We shouldn't be the gatekeepers, and none else of these jugheads up here should either. All right? Let's get at it. Thank y'all.
Dadgum Timmy boy.
He's fired up.
Oh yeah.
And I don't care if he's across the aisle or not. He's one of the smartest guys I know in Congress, and he's one of my best friends. His name is Jared Moskowitz. Jared, come up here, brother.
All right. Okay. All right, that'll be used in my primary. Wonderful.
Excuse me.
We're not
I hate his gut. Yeah, right.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't have a plastic Jesus.
Please, correction for the record. Anyways, it's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to be here with my colleagues. And let me thank the men and women behind them, not just for their courage, but for their service to the country. And that's what's changed. I mean, look, this conversation started years ago with people like the late Harry Reid and then Marco Rubio and Chuck Schumer, and now my colleagues and many others in the House. But one of the things that changed is the quality and the caliber of people who are coming forward who have served our military, decorated people with the experience, airline pilots, and the technology in our hands, and the technology that our military has. That's what's changed. And what's also changed is we started asking questions, very simple questions. And this is what got me interested in the topic. We would ask questions, and they would then push back. And we would ask more questions, and the pushback became more significant. We would try to put language in an amendment, in a bill, and they would oppose it. They would secretly go to the chairman of committees to strip that language out. And that became clear to us that they were hiding something. And so listen, I don't know what the full truth is, but I know we're being lied to. And the American people know that also. And so look, the time for disclosure is now. Disclosure today, disclosure tomorrow. The American people have a right to know. We know about these advanced technology programs. We know they come out of Area 51. They did when we went to kill Osama bin Laden with an advanced technology helicopter that Congress never funded. There's trillions of dollars missing at the Pentagon. Where does that money go? And so it's time for the government to come forward. And what we need is we need your help, all of you here. I get asked this question by people in my community more than anything else. What does the government know, and why aren't they telling us? The American people can handle it. They can handle
it. Did he just say that the helicopter they used to kill Osama bin Laden was...
It's time that we tell them the truth. Thank you.
Okay, it was a reverse engineered.
No, no, it was just a special stealth chopper, wasn't it? Special. It was never...
What?
I don't know.
Yeah. My name is Leslie Kane. I'm one of the reporters who wrote the 2017 New York Times story that fundamentally changed the conversation about UAP. Okay. In the years that followed, members of Congress met with Navy pilots and received classified briefings. Some came to realize that the observed objects were highly unlikely to be American, Russian, or Chinese technology, but nobody would publicly confirm what they were. Then, in 2023, the conversation changed again. Former intelligence official and whistleblower David Grush met with members of Congress, providing them with detailed information about covert government programs that he said possessed craft of non-human origin. This had been hidden from congressional oversight for decades. I was privileged to have interviewed Mr. Grush extensively before publishing his story with my colleague Ralph Blumenthal 3 years ago. 6 weeks after the story broke, Mr. Grush testified under penalty of perjury in an open congressional hearing. While under oath, he spoke about an ultra-secret crash retrieval program and stated that some craft contained specimens or pilots, which he called non-human biologics. The potential existence of another living, intelligent, advanced species has more implications for humanity than the recovery of technological hardware. Now, the conversation needs to shift again, with more of a focus on biology and less on technology. Having served for decades on the staff of Congressional Intelligence and Defense Committees, Kirk McConnell, who is standing here today in the back, he was present in classified settings when highly credible sources briefed senators, including Marco Rubio, about recovered non-human bodies. Unlike legitimate national security concerns that require us to keep advanced technologies of non-human origin secret, that justification should not apply to biological evidence. Knowledge of the existence of another life form, studied and documented by qualified experts, should not be considered a threat to national security. By what authority can any institution withhold confirmation of what may be the most consequential scientific discovery in human history? Knowledge that we are not alone does not belong to any government or military. It belongs to all of humanity. Today, I call upon the President to prioritize the declassification and public release of any evidence concerning recovered advanced non-human biological entities. Thank you, and I turn this over now to David Grush.
That was great. She's awesome.
I'm tall. I'll try to enunciate. Good afternoon.
Like 9 feet
I'm
tall.
Here today because my leadership on the disclosure issue is part of my continued service to the nation. I took an oath as an Air Force officer swearing to allegiance to the principles and the framework of the U.S. Constitution. I took that oath seriously then, and I take that oath seriously now. And if this is one of my final duties of public service, I want it to be this: helping Congress and the President restore lawful accountability over activities and spending that should never have been placed beyond constitutional oversights, and to be transparent with the American people. There are a myriad of issues across multiple cultural, religious, and institutional spectrums. The topics here that we're discussing today go beyond life in the universe. There are serious homeland security and airspace safety issues. There are relevant counterintelligence and technology protection issues that must be taken into consideration. For decades, unknown objects have freely operated in restricted airspace in large metropolitan areas and critical infrastructure, and the agencies responsible for securing the homeland cannot adequately defend against it. This is a serious national security issue. In my official duties, I was exposed to human and signals intelligence information concerning foreign adversary UAP crash retrieval, exploitation and study efforts, adversary views on U.S. legacy program reverse engineering efforts, and U.S. held audiovisual information related to crash retrieval matters, such as the recovered vehicles and the associated biological material.
That's more specific than ever.
One might be concerned about goddamn right. That's disinformation awesome. When you're getting foreign intelligence. But I was able to cross-verify this information internally to back up the foreign government assertions. Many of the president's team has been kept in the dark by high-ego, politically appointed actors, both because of incompetence and malicious intent, has subverted the president's order on this issue. Furthermore, some of this foreign intelligence has not been provided to Congress, despite lawful requests to the Defense Intelligence Agency last summer, and also having formally been published across the IC and analyzed by such analytical centers such as NASIC. These records belong under congressional oversight, and I believe DIA should stop obstructing Chairwoman Luna's task force and provide those documents to Congress and enter it through mandatory declassification review so the American public can see some of the foreign intelligence I had access to. Secrecy around this issue did not appear overnight. Subsequent executive orders, Secretary of Defense memorandums, departmented security, basically nullified Congress's role with the judicial branch with oversight of this issue. Remember, classification exists to protect the nation. Executive Order 13526 discusses what can and cannot be classified. Embarrassment, hiding funds, criminal activity, and the basic information about scientific information in the universe is unlawful for it to be classified. And this is why whistleblower protections matter. Through my federal litigation ongoing with the Department of War, I learned that the Air Force worked with an external agency to seek an investigation of me for alleged unauthorized disclosures punishable under the Espionage Act after I testified in front of Congress in 2023, discussing the results of my congressionally directed investigation in support of the first Trump administration.
Wow.
This should concern every member of Congress, regardless of party. To this day, I'm still fighting years of record withholding, administrative obstruction, and a prolonged effort to get a medical military retirement that I still am not in a retired status. This is also a real fraud, waste, and abuse issue. President Vance's task force is sharply focused on the issue of misuse of funds. The same accountability problem applies here. And during my investigation, I found slush funds to the tune of billions of dollars per annum for these activities. We cannot have one standard for the American people and another standard for the deep state that hide behind the veil of secrecy. President Trump has the authority to create an enduring legacy of government transparency, accountability, consistent with national security protections. Disclosure should not depend on leaks. It should not depend on the public taking my word for it or anyone else's. American people deserve more than vague denials and selective releases of prior administrations to include through troubled organizations such as ARRA. I applaud the president's efforts and his promise to show true American leadership on this issue of massive worldwide interest, over a billion views on the File Drop website. So the time has come to stop asking the public to trust secret conclusions, instead provide an honest accounting of what it knows, what it's done, and what has been withheld. God bless America.
All right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think
we should run for office.
We have about 4 minutes before they call votes to open it up for a quick round of questions. So if you guys can just, let's start with Real America's Voice.
Great. I have a question for David Rush. How many species do you think are part of the
You won't be able to hear anything for this, will you, on the stream?
I certainly don't have the compendium. It's a continuum from corporeal, bipedal type life to, you know, what I would consider like sentient plasmoid life. But there are several.
Holy shit, bro.
Sentient plasmoid.
Okay.
Holy clip that. Shit.
Need to hear the question, though.
Yeah, I can't comment on the content of that program. I've discussed on my interview in Judicial Watch that it was a National Security Council program. And the secrecy started in 1954 through an Eisenhower executive order that created that infrastructure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mr. Rush, Kristen Fisher with
be on this point. When you look at where we are right now in this moment for the disclosure movement, what's at stake here?
I think the sovereign contract between the citizenry and its government, I think the institutional rot that the lack of transparency in this issue is possibly going to cause an unattainable socioeconomic condition if the government is not transparent, akin to certain other, I don't want to say the Epstein files, that's a dirty word, but we could have that kind of scandal if we're not transparent on this issue.
And do you have any advice for people who are new to the UFO topic, the UAP topic,
I would go watch James Fox's documentaries. I like the Disclosure. It's a great movie. That's a good primer. So, and I also, there is a declassified 1971 Australian formerly classified secret assessment that a couple years ago was put in the Australian National Archives. I encourage people to read page 7 through 16, and that was the nuclear branch chief of the Australian government discussing the U.S. cover-up and the involvement of the CIA back in the 70s. And that's actually a little-known document that is publicly available.
Can somebody pull that document? If anybody in the chat can get that.
That's an ongoing
thing. It's an ongoing federal investigation. Yeah.
They're leading up, but a lot of the stuff that started happening and picking up speed is just weird that it somewhat correlates to the disclosure efforts.
What was he coming in to testify for?
That would be a question for Rep Burleson. David.
Mr. Sullivan was on the Legacy program. I served on active duty with him in the Air Force, but I don't want to discuss details of his knowledge until the federal investigation is complete. Okay. Yeah, Joe.
So for those that are maybe not so familiar, can you explain right now what the roadblocks are? What is preventing lawmakers and from visiting locations that have been critical to reverse engineering?
David Lett, Burchett, and Wilson.
The knowledge is there. But the ability to go and see them.
I'll take a stab at that. If Congress says we're going to go to Area 51, if Congress says we're going to go to Area 51, everybody says, go to Area 51, Burchett. All I'm going to get there is a good dadgum T-shirt, all right? The moving band's already going to be there. The problem you have is that these things have been moved into private entities so that they don't have a FOIA. I could FOIA Ford Motor Company, Gary, but doesn't mean they're going to do anything. That's why they moved it out of the federal governments, and that's part of the roadblocks. Other roadblocks we've seen, we tried to get a committee. We've had staff members try to block us when we first started this thing with that first hearing that Grush said that there's biological entities. They tried to move it into remember that Russian balloon that flew over? They tried to move it into that.
Chinese, excuse me.
They're all together. I don't care. No, I know they're not. But they tried to move it into that. We had staff members.
Moskowitz is like,
just
what?
The top level. We've been in a skiff before, and we had a member of Congress come in and just try to disrupt the meeting, try to disrupt Grush, throw him all these trick questions, and he answered every dadgum one of them just right off the bat. He knocked it out of the park, so...
If there's before we have to go, because this is the last question, we do have a meeting set up with the White House. The White House is going to play ball on this. So as Rep Burleson and Burchett has stated, they are following through on everything that we are sending them. So the next course of action and something that they are willing to entertain is if you are an intelligence official or have knowledge of locations of materials, and in doing our due diligence and following up the task force, they are considering, and I do believe that they are going to be providing immunity permanently, so that people can't be hit with a violation of the Espionage Act.
This is huge,
again,
bro.
There's a lot of people.
Holy
that
shit, that's massive.
But it's really, can we prove it? And what information can we then bring forward to the American people? So we are still relying on you guys.
Let the guy with it. He's had his hand up the whole time, Miami. Go ahead.
I have a question for Mr. Grush.
Grush, there goes the bell.
Scott Mercer from the series. I have a question. Do you have a sense of how many
quite a few, several dozen. So that's an ongoing list. So can't give you an exact number because I didn't even have full access to that information.
Several dozen what? Bodies or craft?
Several dozen. Yes. Yeah.
Craft. Bottom line, we got to go vote. Bottom line, We wouldn't be here if it weren't for the bravery of these individuals who came forward, Mr. Grush, and all of the whistleblowers. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for the political courage of my colleagues who took this issue from being a fringe issue to being something that everyone is talking about and is no longer a fringe issue. And we wouldn't be here if it weren't for this president who has taken a decades-long request and finally brought us into the age of disclosure. And so, and I want to say thank you to the press as well, to James and to Leslie, and to everyone who has helped cover this topic. We're here to fight for the American people, fight for the truth. And again, our last call to action is we want to challenge every foreign country, do what the United States is doing, see what we're doing here, and we want to see your country follow right suit. And we want to see if any individuals have any information, do not be afraid to come to a member of Congress. We will protect you, and we will make sure that the truth is out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Grelch, I think we'll try to get Rob on Friday.
Figure it out. Of course there's something going on. You had 14 rabbis.
We should try and get him today.
Used car salesman disappear. You'd be asking questions. There's something going on.
Text him. See what? If he'll jump in.
I'll drop my message in a minute.
Nothing to do with UFOs. I think he's just ill.
What's the biggest wow that you've seen from Mr. Burgess?
Well, since you bear a striking resemblance to Steven Spielberg, I'm going to answer this. But I want, but Matthew McConaughey is going to play Tim Burchett in the Tim Burchett story, okay? I just want you to know. I can't talk.
All right, all right, all right.
I gotta go. Thank y'all.
Okay, I think that's it.
Want disclosure.
Just before anybody talks, we need to let everyone that's watching know we're gonna. You maybe want to turn down your stream now because we're all gonna start talking again. And that was a very quiet press conference, so it's gonna get a bit louder.
Jay Bleiger, I hope I'm saying that right, asked earlier, could you identify the people on the screen behind Grush? And it was. Peter Scoffish from the Soul Foundation. He's a sociocultural anthropologist. Tim Gallaudet, retired admiral, former head of NOAA. And Jeff Nucitelli was in the back, who's another whistleblower and is also working for
Jordan
UAP Transparency. Flowers. Who else do we get?
Who's the guy who spoke like right after, I think it was Luna?
Oh, yeah, the older guy.
Spoke not for a shorter time. No.
I don't know who that guy was.
Is that the NASA, former NASA chief of staff from the Obama era? Let me see what's his
name. Who that was. Jeff Wheeler says, is this it? Is this the disclosure moment? What is our cynicism level 1 through 10? Thanks for a 2-year ride. I think this is actually really good.
So for me, I've just wrote down, I thought that was maybe the biggest push to the biggest sort of call to action for a president that I've ever seen. From what I've gathered from that, they see the president as the route to this, to really get the answers.
Yep.
I can't pretend to know whether that's the right course of action or not, but that's the route they're taking, and that's the biggest push I've ever seen by far.
I think it's the right move. They know who they're talking to, and they know how to play into his ego, and I think it might do it. Honestly, it feels pretty good to me.
But the thing is, for me, they can talk to Trump. They don't have to do this. So the reason they're doing this is to go public, so the news media pick this up and the news media put the attention on Trump, because otherwise they can do this all behind closed doors and have been doing this surely in the past. So this is so on Air Force One, in press conferences, on the golf course, they're all asking Trump about it.
I think Trump and Luna already made like some kind of deal to make this happen, because she said that it was going to happen. She was like, this is going to happen. You know, like, I think they already made a deal.
She's been very up and down recently, though, with what she says, because one minute, you know, everything's coming out, and the next minute, all the stuff outs. Yeah, so that's all we're going to get. And it's like, wait a minute. Everyone else is saying there's better stuff and they're frustrated. Yeah, she's saying, yep, that's all. I'm a bit confused with Luna's place in this, to be honest.
Yeah. Meat and bones, she said, right? The meat and bones are out now.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Pop-Up says, if I hadn't had any experiences, this wouldn't do it for me. Sorry. Thanks for the super chat, Pumpkin. Pumpkin, I don't know, man. I think this is actually, this is hugely significant. We just heard David Grush drop a few info bombs that I didn't expect to hear today.
Yeah, I think somewhere in the UK, Moneypenny is losing her shit right now.
Someone get Moneypenny on the phone. Sentient Plasmoids, she's going to blow up Twitter today. Yeah. What else did he say? I have to go back and watch this again to parse some of that stuff that he mentioned. There were a few dozen craft that he was aware of. He mentioned, what was this compendium of biologics or compendium of NHI
types? From bipedal, he said from bipedal life. So walking on two legs through to sentient plasmoid life. So he was kind of saying that's the gamut of stuff that they have. It was hard to hear the question though. So whether it was, this is what I've seen evidence of, this is what I've heard evidence of, we really need the context on that. But it sounds like this is the range of stuff and it's quite broad, obviously.
Leslie Kane said something interesting too. She said that Rubio was briefed on alien bodies and yep. Kurt McConnell was there. That was pretty big too.
Rubio's a contender for president. I think he's got a better shot than Vance, personally.
Yeah.
Grush also said that they were trying to get him for espionage after he testified. That's pretty huge.
Yeah.
EW21, thanks for the super chat. Great coverage, guys. This moment will serve as a monumental step forward for the protection of whistleblowers and global disclosure. And our friend UAP Gerb, howdy, fellas, publicly requesting the waiving of NDA for firsthand witnesses is enormous. That's straight from UAP Gerb, guys. You heard it here first. That's enormous. That's official.
Did Grush say that he was exposed to adversarial reverse engineering programs?
So it was adversarial views on U.S. legacy programs. So he was exposed to foreign intelligence about U.S. programs, from what I could understand there. I don't know if that's the extent of the exposure that he's had. If that is I doubt that is the case, but if that is the case, I'd actually see that as a bit worrying, because if it's just foreign intelligence is wrong all the time. So I don't know. I would like more clarification on that. I'm not going to assume anything, but I mean, given the fact that he's talking about bipedal life forms all the way to plasmoids, you'd expect there's probably more to that than just I saw Russia's gathered intelligence on the US or whatever.
But it definitely sounded like there exists a formal catalog of life forms or intelligence types that have been documented and recorded.
The gentleman who we weren't sure, it's Congressman Scott Perry, I'm told.
Scott Perry. Wasn't he in Journey?
Baywatch? Yeah. I don't know.
Grush had also said before in a Fox interview that he'd seen pictures and videos of bodies before. So that wasn't really new news, but to hear him say it again was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. You guys sort of went like halfway through. I didn't quite catch what was. He said somebody, he was being more specific. Grush, you said Grush was being way more specific than ever.
He said specifically more details about some of the documents that he knows about and about the Air Force's involvement in all of this. He was way more specific than he's been before about that. And I never heard him say some of the things he said at the very first couple of minutes of him talking.
I still am unclear on what Moskowitz meant when he referred to the bin Laden attack and the helicopter.
So I've seen
a classified stealth helicopter that's supposedly very, very quiet. This is all I know. That's what we used to go get.
That wasn't funded by Congress.
Yeah, it was funded in an unacknowledged special access program.
That's what he said. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the same as the F-117 Nighthawk, I believe, and the Spirit. Can we fucking fund some
school lunches for poor children with a special access fucking program?
Yeah.
Like, come on. This is ridiculous. It's crazy. They have there's a whole second defense layer of the defense world that's just completely opaque and just like running like on autopilot all the time. It's just a money.
What is frustrating is from an outside the US perspective here, the bigger picture is there are elements of US government, private entities, whatever, who have covered up, and I think the wording used by Grush was the scientific information on the universe is unlawful to be classified.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't other countries, indeed continents, more pissed off about this if they don't know it's going on? Because that's huge and people should be putting more pressure on it. Now, I don't doubt there are elements within UK government, everywhere else, that are aware of this Five Eyes agreements and stuff. But it just goes to show you how much of an uphill battle there still is with this, that other countries aren't more pissed off that all this is still
I think wraps. That's probably happening, though, maybe just beneath the surface, because we're seeing this rift between NATO and the United States, and the U.S. is pulling away from all of its post-war allies and just kind of doing our own thing. I'm sure that's pissing off a lot of other governments. And up until very recently, I imagine that they've just been so caught up in our sphere of influence. And, you know, our military, the reason you guys all have universal health care over there is because we don't. We pay for all the military that you guys don't have to pay for. So I think that's a big part of it. I think as that changes, I'm still waiting to see if China just does something, if they just make an announcement.
In my country's case, which has had a lot of history with this topic, but they always hide it. Currently, they're managed by cartels, so they can't really get in on the action because cartels hijack my country, essentially. So that's the reason for my country.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's a good question here. It's not. I just liked the question. What would Art Bell think about all of this? I liked that question.
Wow. What would Art Bell?
It's going to be his birthday soon.
Yeah, true.
Someone asked a good question there in the chat about if Trump's already been asked to disclose all the UAP data, why do we need this? That's not an unfair comment.
Yep.
Because he needs to be reminded. You got to keep it at the front of top of mind for him, and that's something that I think is pretty standard for getting Trump to like sign off on things. It's just got to be in front of him every day, and they have to keep talking to him about it. And he has to understand how it benefits him. And if you can make that case, he'll probably go for it. And if he can make a trade on it, I think a lot of this also has to do with like how you play the stocks. I'm not trying to be a jerk about the president, but let's just face facts. Like, this guy's been trading on his whole administration like for years.
I really think if they can get that NDA waiver through, that would be absolutely massive, like monumental. So I think that should be priority number one. And I think Luna said that they've got a meeting with the White House to basically just get that confirmed. I think
he could do that with an executive order, I guess. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, like he just writes the executive order, signs it, and then says, that's it. You guys are clear.
Or someone writes it for him and says, just sign this.
I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah, just sign this bit of paper. Don't worry what it says. It's all the stuff you said that you're going to do anyway. And we'll deal with it, and then go and play some golf.
Yeah, probably. Sadly, that's what it's going to boil down to. It's something so simple. It's just like the mood this man is in on the day they ask him.
That's not an unfair point. Yep.
But I love that Dan is just tuning a bass guitar right now
at a Bush concert in Berlin.
I'm working, guys. I'm on the clock right now. I'm having fun, but I'm on the clock.
No one else is giving you this kind of content, people. That's why we do it this way. Love of the game. Dan's got a day job.
So do we think this is months, weeks before we get some sort of... my focus now would be on watching that NDA thing to make sure it goes through. So do you think it'll be weeks, months before... Things seem to be happening faster.
I think if nothing happens in a month, we should start getting a little bit worried.
Hmm.
I am get the sense that I have is that there are other forces behind the scenes that are in control of a lot of money that are probably based in the tech sector squarely, that would like to see disclosure happen on some level. What they want to see is this technology get out so they can get their hands on it. That's my guess. And I do think that pressure is probably what is driving all this. I also have the sense that they wouldn't have done this press conference unless they already knew what was going to happen next. This is just my guess. They may have the next step already.
Yeah, Clint, this seems like the public facing. We have to do this part of it because of what's going on in the background and going forward. Like from some of those people we heard from, I'm not going to name names. I didn't really need to hear from them. I would have rather heard more from Grush. I think most folks, if we were like, can we just let Grush speak and everyone else be quiet? That would have been great. I'd like to know more about why he can say more, what's happened that he can now come out and talk about more things, i.e. the bipedal life, sentient plasmoid. Is that just because he wasn't asked that specifically before? Difficult to hear the question that was asked. What's happening in the background with what Grush is doing that's allowing him to say and do more? How much longer does he have as part of that role? Mr. Cleary, I don't know if you were going to come in on that or if you're just testing a base.
No. Corbell said recently that there are certain people that handle the Dobster process who are more sympathetic to this topic, and they kind of know who to go to get certain things pushed past certain limits. So maybe that's part of what's going on here. I think Dobster is a continuing process as they go.
Cool. I couldn't do what Grush does to be able to hold back on what you can and can't say based on what day it is of the week must be so difficult, regardless of any neurodivergence that the guy's got. Like, because to then be like, oh yeah, next Tuesday I can now say this. And I did say this before, but now I can add X onto Y because this has been cleared. That's like brutal.
Well, if prison was part of it or death was part of it, you could probably remember pretty easily.
Yeah, David, I'd be gone.
David Voigt, thanks for the super chat. It says the illegal predatory stalking schemes that are used to discredit UAP witnesses / whistleblowers are used by industry, private individuals. If a few of those crimes were prosecuted, it could be an alternate path to disclosure. Oh, yeah, I suppose you're right. Once you get it into litigation, then aren't you're going to dig up all the paperwork, bring out the whole woodpile.
Discovery and all that, yeah.
And then you've got attorney. See, that's what I've been saying forever. I'm like, when do you lawyer up and just start going after these guys? At some point, you just have to, don't you? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how this actually works, and this is the thing that makes it so confusing and frustrating.
It sounds like it should be easier than it is, but clearly it isn't.
Well, it's like I've watched during this administration Donald Trump direct the full power of the Federal Bureau of Investigation against any one or all of his political enemies at any given moment for whatever the fucking reason he decides that day he wants to have everybody investigate. So it's not like he can't command Kash Patel to like send in a bunch of agents and get shit done because they do it all the time. It's happened.
Yeah.
My God, it's happening constantly. So, I mean, this is clearly a president who is running on his own program. He's got his own thing going on and he is totally cool with just making executive orders to make things happen. Which I see why they're pouncing on it. It's a great, this is the opportunity for sure. This is the window. He doesn't trust the deep state. He's like, you know, he wants to be remembered. He wants everybody to stop thinking about Epstein and the Iran war. This is your window right here. It's never going to be better than this.
Just so if anybody is wondering what we're going to do next, I'm pretty sure we've got Rob joining us very soon. He's just on his way back to the office. Rob Jones from News Nation, who is the lovely provider of that stream that we've just watched.
Hey,
he's on his way back, and he's going to try and jump on as soon as he can because no doubt he heard the questions better than we did.
Amanda Rose, great comment here. Sorry, Xander.
No promises. Yeah, sorry, no promises on that, by the way. He's trying to get back, but we'll see. It's Washington.
Amanda Rose says, we should all track the financial markets after this press conference and see what moves are being made. That has the potential to be really telling. What do you guys think? I would watch the UAP caucus stock trades for sure. Absolutely. And I would definitely watch Polymarket. And Ramsey pointed that out on Friday last week. He's like, watch Polymark. This is what, I mean, it's a dead giveaway. We know this. The whole Trump family gambles on policy, right? This is what's like how it works. And they're making, I mean, he's made $4 billion since he became president. Now, this isn't me just shitting on Trump because whatever. This is me just stating facts. These are all facts. So they do gamble on this. And it would be the biggest gamble in the world. Will disclosure happen or won't it? Well, I mean, they're going to place bets on it, right? I mean, you got to imagine.
But it's also not really gambling when you know the outcome either.
Exactly. That's my point. It's like...
When you were speaking before, Clint, I choked because as you were going on your little rant about Trump suing everyone, someone in the chat mentioned Trump suing the Men in Black. And I was like, God, I could actually see that happening. Trump taking some super secret special access, unacknowledged program group of guys and suing them live on TV because of the mood. What do you think this means for the third drop of UAP files?
I don't think that's going to necessarily have anything to do with this because that's going through a review and release process that's just dictated by bureaucracy. Like, I don't know, you know, I don't know that they have like a stack of things they're waiting to drop at this particular moment. But again, I don't know. On the one hand, I talked to some people in the know when we were at Contact, and those people were telling me it's a lot more organized behind the scenes than it looks. Public facing, it looks chaotic and kind of disjointed, but there is a synergy happening behind the scenes and there are a lot of moving parts to this. So maybe there is a plan. What do you think?
Well,
I was going to say I've got Jeremy Corbell on Thursday, so I'll ask him to his face.
Oh.
If anyone knows, he knows.
What was that?
You, Pavel. apparently somebody's already found that declassified document that Grush referenced.
Oh, where is it?
So I'm going to try and find it now. These guys, that Reddit is so quick, it's kind of scary. I'm not sure if it'll be anything of interest, like, for right now, because it'll be a bit of a read.
Well, maybe we could just post it for other people.
I'm just going to link it somewhere, yeah.
I want to look at it.
What about those accents? You could guys do a read-through with the accents and shit?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A little Night Shift Dinner Theater. Well, geez, guys, I'm not sure what else to make of this yet. It's still early.
I'd say it was just a hugely... I really do think it was... I'm quite a hopeful person, but I do think it was... A very, very positive step forward.
Okay.
Specifically because of the NDA stuff. And I know once it's waived, they're probably only going to talk to people in a classified setting still. But at least they'll be able to talk about stuff and they'll be talking on the same level. That'll be really important. I mean, if they can talk about stuff that's... I mean, what's his name? All of the congressmen seem pretty convinced at this point. And if we can get them that next layer of the next layer of testimony that they can be cleared to talk about, then it's just going to light the fire even more. So can't complain about that.
Pavel, what's your final takeaway?
There's a lot of noise in the background, so I'm sorry. if it comes out, there's a truck honking outside.
That's okay. You sound fine.
We kind of already, well, I had a, because of everything that I've been looking into, I had a little bit of an idea of what was going to happen. I hope that it works. I hope that there is some kind of movement between now and Friday when the next drop is supposed to happen. I guess we have to wait until Friday to see how this has worked. Keep an eye on the markets and, I'm sure, like, for example, if Dylan was listening to this and when he heard Grush talk about this and Luna say that she was convinced that Trump was going to do it, the whistleblower protections, I'm sure he was feeling relieved by hearing that. Hopefully it comes through. Not much more to add. It was a great showing, new stuff that we found out, and I was happy to be here with you guys to witness this. Thank you.
Dan?
I got to run. This band's about to go on, but I'm pretty excited. I'm feeling pretty optimistic, and I thought that was pretty great. And I love Dave Grush so much.
<That's> He's the best.
I'll see you guys later. I got to go.
All right. Bye. Get us a t-shirt.
So maybe we tell Rob that It took maybe sort of reconvene now. Maybe that we reconvene with him, get him on soon. By the way, one of those questions that we couldn't hear being asked was Rob.
Oh, go Rob.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that got to ask Rush a question. So,
well, we can reconvene. Sure, we could do it. We've got Friday. We've got Doomer Friday coming up. We're going to all have a lot to talk about on Friday. We could do a
yeah, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to hop on because I'm literally going to be with Dan around that time as well. But we might be able to hop on from where we're going to be for a few minutes. We'll see.
I'm inside the theater. Just live stream a call. Well, maybe we'll get Rob on and then we'll see who else joins us. We'll see if we can, I don't know. We'll do a deep dive on Friday for sure.
I want to try and get Gerb on alongside Rob. That'd be a good idea.
Good luck. Will Gerb do it?
He said he would do a Doomer Friday with us.
All right.
This Friday is the time, I would guess.
I think so.
Okay. Gerb's literally just messaged me saying he's down Friday. For a Doomer Friday. Yeah.
Hey.
So he's quite happy to talk about some of the stuff.
You're right. Tell Gerb to reply to my messages from 1 year ago that he was replying to, then stopped.
I shall.
I think he just heard you, though. He's probably watching.
He is watching.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, maybe we'll go ahead and wrap it up there then. I think that's as far as we could take it for today. We have to go. I have to go watch it again, and then I've got to go look up that file and read it and get up to speed. But thanks for watching, everybody. If you were joining us from home and participating in the chat, thanks. We had 5,192 people in here, I think, is the top number. So we broke 5,000 today. Huge. That's the biggest by far that we've ever done. That's over twice as big as our biggest stream so far. Thanks, D, for the hat. I love it. It's my favorite hat. It's a classic. It's never going to leave my head. I wear it every day. And thank you for watching. Thanks for participating. Let us know what you think in the comments. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. What else? Go to teamnightshift.com. Check us out there. You can pick up some Night Shift coffee. And that's it for us. We'll see you soon. Keep looking up, everybody.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.